Good evening and welcome to Hutton Orbital News at 9. I'm Dick Chafin.
And I'm Rudolf Hucker.
And we're here with the roundup of the news from today. We have had reports of the effects of sleep deprivation on truckers to Hutton. As the hours pass since the last milestone, Commander Snoswell has been receiving emails from commanders wishing to apologise for falling asleep on Pad 3, flying past Hutton entirely, arriving without having bought any scrap, and even leaving without selling any. Please, Commanders, visit Wanda's Emporium while you're at Orbital and take a few minutes out of each journey for some exercise, some fluids, and a good massage.
The Hutton Widows Net has been protesting throughout the day outside the station commander's offices. Whilst they fully support the campaign to get the mugs created and address the mods epidemic, they object to the smell in the station, the loneliness, and most of all, to Simoof, who has been wandering around the orbital in nothing but a pair of briefs.
Messages from the surrounding systems are indicating that supplies of scrap are running low at key stations in the vicinity of Hutton Orbital. The station has put out an urgent request for more information on sources of scrap. The situation was made worse by a convoy of over 50 ships lifting a verified minimum of 8,115 tonnes in a single effort to Hutton.
Hutton Orbital station systems were overloaded by the number of inbound ships at once, causing communication malfunctions, ship system slowdown and glitches, and even wing dropout on approach to the station.
Commander Yorkilad was last seen shooting past Hutton in supercruise. Search parties are being sent out to try and retrieve his ship, and there are hopes that it will eventually run out of fuel and he can be recovered. If you're listening, Yorkilad, wake up! Please let us know you're still alive.
Commander Talonstar has firmly denied any involvement in the fake Hutton mug scandal. She claims, with submitted photographic evidence, that she's currently 7,000 light years away from Hutton and in no way able to have been involved in the black market scam. Federal police are investigating a complex case of identity fraud and commander tag spoofing. EDC commanders have been asked to be aware that they may be being directly targeted by thieves looking to steal their identities for illegal purposes.
Good news this evening, our intrepid camera crew has been recovered alive and well from their cockpit, and Commander Johnny Badman has taken up station again with his ship. Any commanders seeing the press team being attacked are politely requested to haul his backside out of the fire and defend the live stream at all costs. That's twitch.tv/HuddenOrbital for those who'd like to watch it.
Commander Swift Arrow has been spotted lurking around Hutton Orbital, sporting a wanted tag and behaving in a manner bound to cause suspicion, also known as appearing to fly casual. He's currently being shadowed by Minodra. Updates will follow once we have them.
We just have a little update on that particular commander who has actually interdicted Commander Flossie on her way to Hutton Orbital and forced her to relieve her ship of 15 tons of scrap. The scoundrel. Although Commander Flossie does think she may have inadvertently dropped 17. Commanders are reminded that peak piracy time at Hutton Orbital starts at 2 a.m. and continues until 10 a.m. Be aware that heavily armed groups of pirates operate between these times around the station, and you should travel armed or in a convoy with armed vessels between these hours.
The ongoing civil war in Wolf 44 has led to an increase in piracy and police interdiction in the area, and commanders are advised to exercise additional caution. The number of conflict zones there are attracting the more notorious combat pilots. Do not end up as a statistic on someone else's combat log. Do not forget you have low hull integrity, and most of all, do not engage in combat when your weapons and defensive systems have been switched off.
And finally, there are rumours that station officials in conjunction with the Pilots Federation are beginning campaigning to add additional docking facilities to the Hutton Orbital and use any excess scrap collected to expand commercial operations. A representative from Frontier Developments, the Universal Planning Authority for station expansion, has been unavailable for comment. Well, that was the new 9 o'clock news. I've been Dick Chafing.
And I'm still Rudolf Hucker.
Yes, he is.
Hello, Randy Burger.
Get out of the station, Randy.
Put your trousers back on.
I nearly said something extremely rude, but managed to bite on it to bite it back.
Not an orbital radio. If you think death is unpleasant, just wait till you die.
Greetings, commanders. Looking for a good time while you let your boosters cool? Wanting a place that doesn't judge you, where you can meet like-minded commanders and share tips? Where you can shake your booty to the early hours and wear glitter on your face? Then Crash Landing Bay 69 is for you, the hottest dance club. Well, only dance club of Hutton Orbital. Open 24 hours for your boogie needs. Entry fee is a wink. Tell them Crash sent you, you'll get more than a free drink.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the 9 o'clock end of day broadcast, when we hijack the station for the last time for the day and give you a sort of quick summary of some of the events. Obviously, we've got a lot of things in the news there. We've had some piracy going on, which is it's still quite rare, but I think it does cause problems. We've had a station storming by Barnard Star scumbag Randy Berger, who's still in the station. We cannot get him. He's handcuffed himself to Dick Chafing's thighs. How are you doing?
I shudder to think.
But we're here for the quick rundown, and we have got a couple of information that you will require to know. Number one, earlier on this evening, we broke another tier. We got there. We jumped.
Yay!
Another one!
Yay!
It just leaves us with two tiers to go, and that's it. It's just, you know, it's a simple 3 million... tons more scrap, but, or is it? It looks like it's three. Either that or it's another. No, it is three, because we're going to one to the next tier, and we are doing reasonably well. In fact, Dave, do you have the current stats at the moment?
Give me 1 second to call them up on screen.
Because I think earlier on we were calculating that we were bringing in around about 20,000 tons of scrap an hour, which is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, that accelerated over the weekend. The overnight effort by the American contingent really made a huge difference. We woke up this morning and we were pretty far on our way to the latest tier. Right, the statistics are in front of me now. We have had 2,208 commanders so far involved in this CG. And between us, they've delivered 1,068,362 tons of scrap.
Oh, that's
going to
solve a lot of mods.
It really is going to cure an awful lot of mods and create a lot of mugs. And in fact, if you haven't taken part in the Hutton Orbital campaign yet, and if you know people that haven't, this is the point for those lazy do-nothings who never get involved with something until it pays out for them. Now it's worth their attention. If they were to bring the minimum amount of cargo... Of
can I give you a breaking news story?
Oh, go ahead.
Holman Mallow decided to fire one shot at Commander Simon Winard about 10 minutes ago and got destroyed by the station security systems.
Congratulations, station security.
That's a strike for them. I saw Holman Mallow when I was at Hutton Orbital not that long ago, and he was stuck in the superstructure, so it sounds like he's just making a nuisance of himself, and it couldn't have happened to a nicer pilot. But yes, we're looking at it now that if you are going to get involved and you're going to bring your minimum amount of scrap to Hutton, do it now. It's going to get you 300,000 credits. We've done the hard work now. I say we, all 2,000 odd of us have done the hard work for you. Tell your friends that haven't done it. Now is the point to come in. We're looking at, if you are a brand new player to the game and you are in your Sidewinder, probably not a good idea, but you could, in theory, with the help of the fuel rats, or even if you just get in touch with them before you set off, they can maybe arrange a fuel escort for you. Get yourself on that road out to Hutton with as many of, 4 tons of scrap. Get your name added to the list of people that have contributed, and you will find yourself potentially with 300,000 credits as a thank you on Thursday. That's enough to... by a cobra.
Well, it's well worth it. Don't forget, if you do that, if you photograph yourself, if you photograph your CG contribution, we do have real Hutton mugs available for anybody that emails us at the itookpart@huttonorbital.com email address. So photograph your involvement, we will put you in the draw.
That's right. I was just going to say they are available. You can get yourself a chance to win one. Now, at the current minute, we have just over 180 commanders that have entered this competition at the current moment. But we have 2,208 commanders that have entered and are, you know, basically eligible to do this. So it's a good time, and to be honest, we've got, 100 mugs in this particular draw to be won, and that's a pretty 50% of you are likely to get away with this mug, so do take part, do, you know, take advantage of that. We've got a second prize, I think we've got a notification of some other prizes and stuff to be put into the pot as well. It's, if you just want to do it for the community side of things, that's extremely rewarding as well, as we have hooked up a number of commanders with their first lot of friends and their friends lists. They've flown in their very first wings, and they've wasted an hour and a half of their evening having the best laugh that they've had in game to date, and that is awesome, and we want more of that as the week progresses. I'm being asked by my brother via ship comms, where the hell did I learn maths? 50% of 20,000, no, 2,000. I didn't say that. I said we have had 100 and over 180 commanders who have entered the competition by submitting the qualifying screenshots. And those people will be in the draw. We can't do a draw for 22,000 people unless they enter. We'd love to, but we can't. We just can't. It's not going to happen. We've also seen some pressure on Frontier to release an in-game mug so that commanders can have that sitting on their dashboard as they're flying. Something to put maybe Karash's shiny bobblehead into. So they've been, we've shown them the designs of our mugs, and I think, you know, to be honest, we'll chat to Ian Norman, but I'm pretty sure he would not be upset if they were to use his, you know, his design, because it is pretty stunning. But we'll have to check with him first and make sure he's okay with that, because, you know, I don't want to get upset by that. I don't want to upset the narrator. He'll kind of narrate my own death. Dave, what have you been up to this evening?
Trucking forwards and backwards, mostly compiling the news from the inbound news articles while staring at a screen with a number slowly going down on it. So more and more and more trucking.
We can confirm as well at this point that, unfortunately, due to sheer and utter high demands, there is now no more scrap in Ready or Ready Gateway in Wolf 424. I picked up the last 128 tons and then had to hot foot it over to Point Terminal, which is an outpost where I docked and picked up the rest. Now there's 75,000 tons of scrap currently at that outpost. However, it does represent a very similar offloading problem that we have at Hutton Orbital, whereby there could be queues to get docked on its medium pads. I didn't have that problem tonight, but it's just to bear in mind that if you are using that system and you arrive there to find that that place is empty, that the outpost does have some stock. Now, we're also getting a little message here from Aid Levice, who is saying that there has been an update from Yorkie Lad, which is awesome. So, I'm not quite sure. He hasn't actually told me what the update is.
Well, is he alive? Is he dead?
I'm assuming that if he's got an update, that he's alive. just one of those things, unless it happened to be.
Well, it could have been a message from beyond the grave. It could have been, this is my last will and testament. I leave my ship to, gargle, gargle, crackle, crackle. Oh, God, the oxygen's going.
Apparently, according to Ricky Ritardo, he is stable. However, knowing Ricky Ritardo, he describes death as quite a stable condition. So that doesn't really tell us anything. I'm trying to get some word from Ben, but we'll carry on. I'm currently on my way to Hutton Orbital. I am about an hour out, which is interesting. So I've just started that run. In fact, Mr. Listener I-69, How are you getting on? Are you back on another run, or have you hung up your...
Well, today I've managed to do three runs today, because I have had no migrating health circumstances, shall we say.
Yes, you've got a blue-dyed eye. Ben, you've popped down, which is awesome. Have you got that update from Commander?
Yes, I do. I was in communication with Commander Yorkie Lad, and he is claiming that he did not, in fact, overshoot anything, and that it was all a communication breakdown, and he was actually navlocked to a commander. So apparently it appeared that he shot past, but in actuality, he just zoomed into the station, and everything was fine and hunky-dory.
Oh, I hate non-stories. Can someone just shoot him in the sky so we can at least report that he died?
I did die last night, actually. He and I had a minor accident involving his Type 6, no shields, some mineral extractors, and an anaconda.
Okay. Well, we're just going to do a quick cap on the current global progress of the whole campaign. We broke 1 million earlier on tonight, and we are currently sitting at 1,072,361 tons of scrap, which is amazing! Still amazing, and we're now got that progress bar, you know, visible above the white line of the tier, which is just brilliant. So if we carry on at this rate, I think we will be set to hit the next tier just before Thursday. I think possibly the top tier is one step too far, but I am quite happy to eat my words if you guys make me. That would be awesome.
Our statisticians and number crunchers have given me a little list of facts and figures from the campaign so far. We all know it's 0.22 light years to Hutton. It only has one medium pad. It takes an hour and a half to get there, unless you're Simon and miss, in which case there's a loop of shame. As you just heard, we are over 1 million tons of scrap delivered by thousands of commanders. We've had over 3,000 ships an hour enter the system to assist us. The Facebook group alone has over 250 people in it chattering nonsense all day whilst trucking. The radio station has a near permanent 50 listeners, with peaks on this live show of 120 during the convoy earlier. When this is all over, we will have earned already an allowance of 20 tons of Hutton mugs, which just about makes Hutton profitable. The top 5% so far have earned 7.5 million credits as a thank you from station officials, though if we hit the next tier, that's going to go up even further. Just dropping off, as you heard earlier, a small load earns you 300,000 credits. And over 190 commanders have now submitted photographs of their progress and are in the running for the real mug. There are also stickers, lots and lots of stickers for the runners-up. And we have a near-permanent crew of 6 people caretaking the whole thing, including our very excellent US-based night shift.
That's right, Commander Eric Marquis, you know, I think, is he still sitting up TeamSpeak there?
I do have some more breaking news. A Commander Xantos TV is still coming to Hobo. He's doing a spot of pirating.
What was that name again? Because we like to broadcast in English.
Commander Xantos TV.
Xantos TVius. TVius?
Xantos TV. Now, that name I recognise after staring at a screen from our camera crew. I'm pretty sure that's the name of the guy that trashed the camera crew.
Ah, right. Well then, commanders, do keep an eye out for him. If you do see him in game, give him a wide berth. Do, of course, I think you'll find, yes, Xantos TVius. Then we...
Yes,
just
apparently. Just send him a message. He has a Twitch stream colour.
Uh-huh. Well, send him I always think that if you've got a new contact on your radar and you're not sure, sending a message will give you a good idea if there's any problems, because if they give you a nice response, you're probably going to be fine. If they tell you that they're going to pirate you, you've at least got the heads up and can negotiate, but that's fine, you know, that's part of the game. If you don't get a response and they deploy hardpoints, you kind of know it's going to hurt. So you can prepare yourself, you can pray to your particular deity, or, you know, you can send a message. But take a note of the commander's name so that we can give them a shout out and thank them for playing and call them for the dirty pirate scum that they are.
Hand signals out the front of your python are acceptable.
About, talking about dirty commanders, I would like to put a shout out, in case he's listening, to Random Spark, who is currently blocking pad 3 in my instance. The queue is now 11 commanders long and growing.
Oh dear, yes, we do have a lot of problems with that. It's not Mr. Mogadon, is it?
No, Commander Random Spark.
Random Spark? Okay, right, well, I'll deal with that for you. Bong, bong, bong. This is a Hutton Orbital Station announcement. Would Commander Random Spark please shift your arse? Please, Commander Random Spark, move your ship from the docking bay. Thank you. Bong, bong. That usually works. It does.
Well, as an antidote to the pad blocking and to the piracy announcements, I've got a few comments that Commander's been sending us in through the day here. I'm going to start with a couple from the Facebook group, if that's all right. We've had comments. This is like Commanders Without Borders. We've had one commander watching throughout an entire day as each time zone has contributed. Day and night, actually. He said, if there's an us and them, it's those who participated and those who did not. And there's nothing wrong with not participating, but I think most would agree it was right.
Yes.
We have some of our American friends here saying, yes, they are on a vacation weekend, which means we have their awesome help for one more day as well. A commander here, Mr. Connor, said it's his first community goal, and yes, he had all but quit playing Elite Dangerous until the new content was added. He's come back just because of this CG. He's flying out to the middle of nowhere in an explore build. Was getting boring for him. A post on Twitter caught his eye, and he's had a blast flying around with convoys and chatting around Hutton Orbital.
Brilliant, that's what it's all about. Now, we are hoping again tomorrow evening to have another convoy kicking off. I suspect, and the only problem is, of course, we're all working, it's a working week, and we may have some issues, so the timing might slip. I know kind of what happens in this house, and I would hope to try and kick it off about 6 p.m., but it relies on a lot of other factors. But I'm going to put it out there. Are you available at about 6 p.m., Dave?
At that time, probably not. I'm on wrangling duties for Mini-Me, who often wants to go at the controls if he sees me playing it. And given the value of my cargo, I'm suggesting it's probably not a good idea.
Okay, no problem. Well, I can see that up in the chat we have a number of commanders. I'm just going to pop up and say hello to them, and we can have a wee chat and see. Oh, my goodness. So there's a ridiculous amount of people in there. So this is going to be noisy, guys. Let's go and have a big hello to the TeamSpeak. Hello, everybody in TeamSpeak. We are live on the radio station, broadcasting out to all the poor people that are listening.
Oh, God.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. And we have...
Good evening.
Hello.
A huge amount of commanders, some that look like they've actually been stuck in here all day. We have Edelweiss, yeah. With Fozza, Remklep, Simon, Aiden, Alien, Astrodamus, Bill Zaffod, Bam, Hobermallow.
I have actually been recommended to go see my local GP about Space Madness.
Yeah, I think you might. I think you have clearly lost it. Optiplex, Sergeant Barnes, Zimrats, Evenstar, Frogget Blake, Galactic Midden, Iceni, Inky Pie, Cataris Delwood, Karash is in. Hello, Karash. MR Mogadon is still away. He is still away, having his tea and blocking docking pads. We have Mindwipe, Rancid Rance, Rake Bar.
Mindwipe, by the way, has got Xantos TV right in his sights and is keeping a very close eye on him.
Ooh, let us know. We have Snoz, we have Spike, Texas Stew, Ventura, who's an old friend of mine from God knows how many years ago, and Chris. And we also have Fubis, which is what Simuf is upside down, according to the TeamSpeak channel. How is everyone tonight?
What's the trouble?
Iron and dandy.
Awesome. Marvellous.
It's
don't
not
worry, guys.
I just got back to the TeamSpeak.
What happened to last week's Drabbles?
We don't do the Drabble shows. That's a Friday. You're getting this all wrong. In fact, actually, now that you mention the Drabble show, we do actually need some assistance. If you did listen to Abracadrabble on Friday, we are looking for people to vote on the poll in the Elite Dangerous forums by going to tinyurl.com/ Drabwhat, D-R-A-B-W-H-A-T. Poll closes tonight at about 11 or midnight, something like that, and that will then decide the
winner.
Make
it a tie!
Yeah, if you haven't voted, please go and visit on that. Other than that,
we'll get ties, we want scarves.
We'll get back to business. Anyone here been pirated or attacked?
Twice.
Oh, it's Sergeant Barnes.
Damon, don't worry, I'm on my way to Hutton Terminal, Orbital. I brought 2 tons of scrap.
Yay!
well done.
Where would we be if only Danny was part of this community goal? We would be romping at home with that kind of contribution. But
and I'm going to be in 53 minutes.
You'll get yourself 300,000 for that.
Yeah, that's a damn good profit on 2 tons of scrap. You
tiny
mate, so-and-so, aren't
so, can I just ask, what is a good station now for scrap? What's got a nice, high amount of scrap we can go to?
Well, next time I attack you, Simon, you can scrape up my scrap.
Yeah.
The other one he's still got.
If you go, if you go into point, what's it called?
Pontus Terminal.
Pontus Terminal.
I'm thinking more of the pad blocking issue there. I'm thinking more of a nice big station.
Okay, well, if you go to LHS 380, Qureshi Orbital has 22,000 of scrap, which is not a lot. That's not going to be much more than a stopgap. Maybe tomorrow when Frontier go in, they can maybe arrange for a new scrap delivery down to Wolf 424. But I do think we've absolutely ripped that system to bits. They're going to literally not have pots to piss in into this community goal. They'll be smashing everything up and putting it into boxes marked scrap just so that we can buy them. And
that's the last time I eat at your house.
Yep.
I've no idea what you mean. But anybody on their way to Hutton for their last time tonight? Or is anyone just starting?
First time.
I'm currently on my way.
My first time.
I'm just going to be starting again.
You're going to keep going. I heard the voice of Dobble. Were you not out exploring?
No, I came back from exploring so I could run some scrap.
Yay!
Welcome to the team, Dobble. That's awesome.
Back yet.
Yes, and are you back yet, Ian?
No, last I stopped playing around 5 o'clock, so I had to. A friend came, and I've been playing cards all night, and now he's just gone. So I'm back on for an hour.
Well, I think this is probably
what's
a good time.
Your voice?
It is his own. I think this is a good time to remind ourselves of what we're doing this for.
Hutton Orbital Radio, making your journey feel somehow longer.
This medical bay, like so many in Hutton Orbital, is overrun with sick children and frightened parents.
As far as I understand it, these are the kids that have just turned up. They queue up to be seen by the doctors.
There are only 90 beds in this hospital, but they are being filled 3 or 4 times over.
24/7, people arrive all day and all night?
Yes, 24 hours. We have 24 hours. 3 shifts a day.
Right. These incredible doctors and nurses are battling to save these children. It looks like a special emergency, an epidemic, but it's actually like this every day here on Hutton Orbital.
What symptoms has she been displaying?
Convulsions. High blood fever and space convulsions.
What might be the cause of that?
The most common cause of that is MODS.
MODS?
Mug Ownership Deficiency Syndrome.
This tiny child is desperately sick, and sadly, it's no isolated case.
I've got the admission sheet here that tells me who's here and why. So over here, we've got Zoe. She's 3, suffering from... In this corner here, we've got Fromelle, 2, suffering from MODS. Around here, we've got Ben. He's 1 year old, suffering from MODS. Over there, all lined up, we've got Quinn, 3, Julie, 18 months, and Karma, 9 months, all with MODS. And then down here we got Peter, 10. He's got diabetes, caused by MODS.
The problem in Hutton Orbital is so overwhelming that every 2 hours a mother will lose her child to this terrible disease, and the agony is, MODS is preventable. In the next bed, a little boy called TJ has been brought in with convulsions and a fever.
How serious is his condition?
Very serious. Very, very serious.
And more children are arriving all the time.
But they just keep coming. And another child just arrived. We don't know what's wrong with him yet. The queue outside keeps growing. It just doesn't stop. It's like a tidal wave. But there is something we can do. We're helping to get mugs, early testing kits and emergency medicine into Hutton Orbital. Early treatment could help to prevent these terrible scenes, and it doesn't cost much. 5 tons of scraps builds one mug. 5 tons, 25 tons, and we can build 5. We can sort out this whole section. That's because a mug can reduce the threat of mods-related infections by 90%. It's an incredible statistic, and here's another one. The majority of people that listen to Hutton Orbital Radio don't donate any scrap. That's shocking. Is that you? Are you the person who's sitting there thinking, I'll do it later? Don't. Don't be that person. Please don't be that person, because listen, the stuff that your scrap can change. It's been quite a shock to be here today. It's so important. Please, don't be the person that sits there and doesn't bother. Don't be that person. Thank you.
Oh, dear me, it's just such a sad story.
Poor little TJ.
He's got diabetes, crossed by mods.
Remember to immunise your kids from mods.
Crap, and make sure it doesn't go to the children.
No, there is no way of not contributing to their safe and well-being and their health. Now, I'm just going to nip down and we're going to wrap up with some of the information. So thank you guys for being in here and hope you've had a lot of fun this weekend. We'll maybe see a lot of you tomorrow?
Yes, of course. Yep. Fix your Karash hasn't got mods. You don't want to get infected.
Is it contagious?
That random fact still hasn't undocked, and now the internet is getting absolutely hammered with a queue.
Use protection.
Everyone has said they're going to kill him as soon as he undocks. So,
use protection for what?
Oh dear, right, good night guys, I'll catch you later on. Right, that's us away from those pesky mad commanders up there. They're all suffering from a little bit of the space madness now. I was hoping to catch a word with Karash, but it looks like he's had to nip off.
I don't know where he is.
I think he's gone for a squee.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, sometimes you get caught. You've been here in the cockpit for an hour and a half. Yeah, sometimes you do need a squee. Now, we are here in the cockpit, in the broadcasting studio, with Reichdar. We want to kind of get a more clear, description of whereabouts you are in the universe and how far away you've got to now.
Right, I've just started up. I am 900 and something light years away from my T6.
And where is your T6?
I'm not saying that. It's parked somewhere nice, out of the way.
Not near Hutton Orbital?
No, it's about 100 light years from Hutton Orbital.
So you've got probably a good 1,000 light years before you're in the neck of the woods, but that's amazing, and that's from over, nearly 7,000 light years out.
6,550, I think it was, yeah.
It's amazing.
And how much exploration data do you have on board? Have you got pages and pages, or is this just an interest science trip?
Pages and pages. I've got 2 to 3 weeks, I think.
Has you got a big number on the top of it?
Well, I've made a post on the thread. Now, I said I was struggling all afternoon through a patch of red dwarfs. I eventually came out of that, and I knew I'd come out because I found a particular system which I've posted on the forums. Wasn't at all bad. 2 water worlds and an Earth-like.
That's an explorer's wet dream.
That's kind of like, oh God, it's not a red star. And you jump in there and you think, oh, it's blue. Oh, it's 3 of them. And that's that was kind of like, yes, I'm through. I'm finally through.
That's brilliant.
Because it was literally
We're looking forward to having it. And in fact, you need to let us know when you're on your first trip out to orbital so that we can arrange a welcoming party. And by that, I don't mean Hober Mallow and his crashy ships or Ben Moss Woodward with his awfully shooty lasers. We mean the standard welcome, which seems to be to arrive to a hail of chaff in your face, because it'd be nice to sort of mark this your massive journey to get a ton of scrap to Hutton with something fitting.
Well, that's actually a good question. Am I better off in a Cobra or a T6? Because
type 6 without question.
Because I was thinking about the number of pounds, because a Cobra will get onto a small pad, won't it?
Don't think so. I think that's also medium, isn't it?
Is it? Okay.
The queues are not that bad. They really aren't that bad. And usually when you arrive, everyone's quite kind and caring. It's just the odd person that makes... It's just mistakes. Nobody's doing this at all to sort of upset them. But the queues... I think I've arrived a couple of times and it's been very, very quick to get through. Once the queuing system's in place, it's a doddle as long as nobody sits in the pad and goes for a pee.
Yeah, we have to thank Zena from last night on the late shift, allocating tickets to ships. Well done, Zena, on helping us. But if there's no allocation, there's nobody taking charge, generally speaking, it gets to a bit of a bun fight and shouty.
Well, okay. I think generally the way is that we tend to line up on the approach side of the port, which is something I didn't do, and you line up in a line, and it simply is just the guy at the front goes next, and then the guy the behind that goes next, and it's quite a nice, simple, magnificent, very efficient way.
Basically see a line, be very British, and get onto the back of it.
When you arrive in a system, always, first thing you should say is, hello, I've just arrived, is there a queue? And hopefully somebody in the system will direct you. Normally, it's yes, there is, or no, there isn't. The pad's clear, it's all yours, and you can go straight ahead. And in some systems, you might get abuse, but that's kind of very rare.
And of course, if you drop into the instance with the camera crew, it is standard to fly up in front of his cockpit, wave out of yours, show him your arse, and then fly back to the terminal.
So I need a webcam.
Something like that, yeah.
Well, thank you very much,
good,
Ian. We shall let you get back to the madness of the other chat room and catch you nearer your return, hopefully tomorrow night.
Well, yeah, I'm going to see how far I get in the next hour. And so then I should be set then to actually join in tomorrow night.
Excellent. Right, thank you very much. I shall pass you back up there.
Okay.
He said, and it won't move you. Go. Oh, goodness gracious me.
No, don't send me away. No, it's nice and quiet here.
It is nice and quiet. That's why we want to keep it that way. See you later on, Ian. Right. So, earlier on today, we had probably our most successful and the most impressive convoy to date. I think it was just amazing. So impressive was it that the further we got into Super Cruise, the more stuttier the game became as it began to creak under the weight of, what did you say, over 50 commander ships?
Yeah, we have had four full instances, give or take a bit, flying over at any point, and a couple of stragglers. There were people that didn't email us to say they were joining in, so yes, 50 minimum.
50 minimum. It's amazing, isn't it? Absolutely stunning. And I think one of my favourite points was when we arrived around Alpha Centauri, we all had that kind of point where you all jump into that single kind of square shape. You can't quite make out how many ships are there. And then as we began to stretch out towards Hutton Orbital, you got this beautiful effect of the line stretching out and all these hollow icons on the scanner stretching out into this beautiful line. And you're thinking, that's a bun. That is a convoy. That's what we were looking for. And the comms were going left, right and centre. The texts were coming in. Of course, we did stream it. YouTube's going to mute the whole thing, but that's just, that's because we had radio music playing throughout. But you can watch that again. We may be able to do something with the video because I've got local recordings, so we may well be able to salvage the audio and do something with that for people so that you can have a listen in. We may even just release some of these things as a standalone podcast. I think there's some hunger for that, isn't there?
Yeah, certainly Talon Star, Diana has asked, as she's working for the entire duration of our broadcast, whether us taking her name in vain over these fake mugs, we might be able to send her the recordings.
Yeah, I think we can arrange that. But, you know, one of the things is that we're learning from being and trying to create this content and keep you guys entertained and make this fun and keep it fun is eats up every inch of time that you have, and it drains your energy quicker than you could possibly imagine. I can only think that tomorrow morning that poor little Alvin is going to have to help Mike open his eyes.
Yeah, he normally apparently wakes him up at around 6 in the morning, bouncing up and down, demanding to go outside, demanding walks, food, wholly antisocial of him.
that's dogs for you. We are hoping, as I say, tomorrow night, around about 6 p.m, to kick off another wonderful Hutton Orbital convoy. We will be on live on the radio for the duration of that convoy, giving shout outs to anybody and everyone who wants to be involved. Anybody who's late, jump on the course, head out, let us know you're on your way, let us know who you're in a wing with, let us know who's in your instance, who's around you and what you're up to. And we will share it with the rest of the commanders, and we'll create that real sense of people pulling in the same direction towards our goal. And our goal is 1 more million. We need that next million. We need that. And maybe with it being a week, we can start to get some of the Frontier devs to get out there in their ships, because we're calling you out as well, Frontier. You made this goal. The least you could do is help us get it done. We have done the hard work. We've broken the back. Get your backsides in, and so show some support for your players. We want you in there. We want Michael Brooks hauling a massive T9 with its magical adaptable landing gear that allows it to land on medium pads, because all the developers have them. I may be telling lies again, but we'd love to see some of the developers. We need to get to Ed and Zach out there as well. We can maybe get them to fly to Hutton and Eagle, so that could be quite fun.
Yeah, well, on that note, we've put it up on the website as well, but don't forget the voting for the Golden Joystick Awards, which I think is still live?
I believe so. I'm not entirely sure when that is set to close, but if you give me 2 seconds, because if you go to huttonorbital.com, which is our main website, you will have a link to it right on the first page, and it will take you straight in. Now, let's see when this closes. It doesn't tell me there.
Well, it looks like it's still live at the moment. You can still vote at the moment, and they're nominated in a range of categories. We've got Best Moment for Hyperspace. We've got Best Audio. I think we've got Best PC Game and Best Studio as well.
Which, you know, they deserve. Now, we're starting a busy work week, and we still need you to get involved. We still need you to do it. Now, obviously, I don't think that anybody has a job that you're able to jump to a PC every sort of hour to correct your course and to try and do it throughout the day. But we will be doing as much as we can. America is on board on its wonderful, wonderful Labour weekend. They're off work tomorrow, so they'll hopefully continue to make the huge impact that they have to date. And we'll see how quickly we can hit this next tier, because it would amazing. Obviously, we would ideally love to hit that top tier, but it just seems to be a bridge too far at the moment. But tomorrow will give us a real idea if it's something that we're going to be able to do. And I can only see that the number of commanders contributing is going to shoot up now that we've taken it this far. It's only a matter of time and effort. So, guys, come on, we can do this.
We mustn't neglect the commanders and the rest of the world as well. I mean, looking at the spread on the radio station, looking at the spread of sort of languages, names, all sorts, we have had commanders from the Far East, we've had commanders from the US, we've had them from Canada, we've had a couple from South America. These players are all over the world, and one of the most amazing things for me has been, we had that convoy going, I was watching it, there were commanders from all over the world in the same instances, spread across wings. It really was fantastic.
Yeah, and tomorrow night we will do it again, and if you can be part of it, we will have to set the meeting place tomorrow. We're going to have to do a bit of homework and find a suitable source of scrap where we can meet up, fill up, and get ready to go from. So I will spend the morning scouring and try and find it and try and get that up tomorrow, sort of lunchtime news broadcast, and we'll have a wee chat then and let you know what's going on with that. Failing that, just check in huttonorbital.com. If you're on the Facebook page, keep an eye there. If you're on the Twitter at Hutton Orbital, we'll try and keep you updated there as well. If you're in the Elite Dangerous forums, I think we do have a thread in there, don't we?
Yes, we've got there are on the homepage currently four threads about the Hutton mug. We're probably the most popular thread in the forums at the moment.
And we also have a poll which was erected by Mr. Mike Snosbury, who is asking whether or not you have been to Hutton Orbital before the community goal, or whether or not you this is your first time. So
I think you worded it slightly differently. Is were you a virgin before this week?
Yes. Did Hutton Orbital defile you? That's a real dark slant to put on that. But
deflower, yes, whichever.
Have you
phrase
been
you
deflowered
want to use.
By our community goal? That's yeah. Well, we're going to be playing some more music on the radio station. It goes on 24/7 to keep you company throughout the night, if that's what you're up to. If you're doing this all night long, then, you know, you can listen into the studio. The adverts will go. I think we've got our chat from the very first night up as well, so that they can hear us talking about how the community goal came into existence and the fact that you blame your mother. That's out there, and that's quite an interesting chat. We will try and add some more. We'll try and see if we can add some more clips from the various different chats and the summaries that we've had in the evenings and get them up so you can get a flavour of it. But failing that, we will try and create podcasts so that at the end of the campaign that we can listen to them again for posterity. Now...
Yep. The schedule, by the way, for the rest of the evening, having mentioned that, at the moment behind us that you can't hear is Mike's music, Snoz's Snot Session, at 11 p.m. UK time. We've got Magical Movies music. This is where you can hear the Blues Brothers, followed by Airwolf, followed by Titanic. And then at 1 a.m, probably for our foreign friends, we've got Dave's Dodgy Discs, which is a mix of indie music and random selections, anything to do with stars, trucking and hauling in it, and then real heavy-duty trucking tunes from 2 a.m.
Well, yeah, and tonight, last night, if you were listening around about 10 o'clock, you would have heard an amazing mockumentary podcast called Dockers. And episode 1 played last night at 10 p.m, and I have it on a good authority that at 10 p.m. tonight, so just shortly after our news, in order to stop you from having to listen to Mike Snosbury's choices of music, because frankly, you know, it's one of those things. If we can interrupt his streams as frequently as possible, it's better for you all. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, our music choices are particularly amazing. I'm just saying that his are particularly poor. So we've hijacked his stream again tonight with episode 2 of Dockers, and you can have a listen to that. It is not suitable for children, so if it is not past the watershed where you currently are and is still not past the watershed in sort of 13 minutes' time, then you may wish to tune into one of the other many different... Well, I say many. Two different internet and elite-based radio stations that we're aware of. One is, of course, the Orange Sidewinder, or Radio Sidewinder, .com. Oh, crikey, I can't believe I don't remember the address. And, of course, laveradio.com, which does a lot of elite podcasts and things like that. So we will pop in and say cheery bye to everybody in the TeamSpeak in a second. Dave, is there anything else you wanted to relay to everybody?
No, other than thank you, and Simon, please put your trousers back on.
Oh, God, is he back in here? Oh, for goodness sake, that's not human. Where on earth did you get two? Jeez.
Hutton Orbital Radio. If you think death is unpleasant, just wait till you die.
Are you suffering with Hutton burnout? Have your feet gone numb from sitting in a cockpit for too long? Is there a strange smell in your cockpit? Did you spill your coffee last time you were interdicted? At Hutton Orbital, Wonders Pilots Emporium has everything you need to de-stress after a hard day's trucking. Our patented scrap-built vibrating massage chairs will soothe away your aches and pains. A foot spa and manicure will revitalise you, ready for your next trip. Or simply recline in one of Wonders' spacious hammocks for a much-needed power nap. Whilst you relax, our team of fully insured sanitation agents will scrub the inside of your cockpit, leaving nothing behind but a pleasant smell of fresh linen. Forget about the ship's wear and tear. Take care of yourself at Wonders, the furthest you'll ever go to relax.
Right, well, yeah, we're closing up now for the night. Obviously, we have still got a number of commanders that are shipping scrap back and forward for the rest of this evening. And if you see someone in there, it is completely fine to send them a message. If you fancy winging up, just ask. It's not a problem. We've had a number of wings, in fact, today with commanders I've never met before in my existence, and it's awesome. And we've had a great laugh doing it. So what we're going to do now is we're going to pop into the TeamSpeak. We're going to say goodbye to all these commanders that have been sitting in here chatting for the entire day, practically. And then we're going to close the show for tonight, and we will catch you tomorrow round about lunchtime. I'll show go through now.
A second to say goodbye.
Yes, I just caught Dave queuing everybody up.
He's begin.
Oh, you're back.
Yeah, I'm back. And hello, everybody.
Hello.
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 It's a ridiculous
happy
amount of people.
To
no, 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 it's the wrong day.
On the channel at once.
A lot of people in there. It's very close.
We're just
well,
signing
you organise this, Cap.
We're just signing off for the evening, guys, and just wanted to pop in and get a good goodbye from you all. So thank you very much for tuning in.
Tatty nights.
Good night.
And Mary popping.
Bye again.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye,
Ben. Goodbye, Car talk, chasing pirates.
Oh. Is that a definite confirmation? Are you in battle, Mindwipe?
I have been. Even Froggit Blake will confirm it.
No problems. Well, thank you very much, guys. Catch you later on. Speak to you tomorrow. Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Excellent. That's us. Good night, everyone. Thank you very much for tuning in.
Hutton Orbital Radio. To our listener. Yes, you. Hello.